Right now, there is no grocery store in Chattanooga's Highland Park area that offers fresh produce. The Chattanooga Sustainable Food Center aims to change that soon by opening Gaining Ground Grocery. Holly Martin, former manager of the Main Street Farmers Market, is the center's founder and executive director.
Holly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
Tell us more about Gaining Ground.
Gaining Ground is a project of the Chattanooga Sustainable Food Center. When we first started scouting locations to start our local food resource center, we started talking to the director of the St. Andrew Center in Highland Park and sort of formed a relationship with him. He was very supportive of bringing kind of the vision and the mission of the organization to that neighborhood. And the neighborhood has been very supportive of what we would like to do in some of our initial outreach projects. And so the Gaining Ground initiative will focus mostly on locally sourced food. We will also carry some pantry staples, some dry good items. We're trying to listen to the community around us to see what kind of products they would like to see stocked in the store as well. So we're definitely keeping our eye both on the community and just listening as much as we can. We've put out a survey. We try to be active on social media so people can let us know how they would like to see this organization, what they would like to see it become in the future.
There are multiple projects that have either recently launched or are about to launch here in Chattanooga because you're all attacking the same problem, food deserts. Aside from its location, how else will Gaining Ground help make a difference in fighting that problem?
I think Gaining Ground is a little bit of an innovative model, and I've been doing a lot of research around the country, and there are communities that are sort of reclaiming their food system. I've been very excited to see some of those initiatives happen in Chattanooga. I know there's a lot of energy behind sort of that we want our food system back. We want to build a strong community food system. And I think it's a really great time to support local because you can see how farmers have reacted to the pandemic. It's been very interesting and very complicated and chaotic to see restaurants shut down and a lot of repercussions to local growers to that. And then the restaurants have started to innovate and started to work with growers again. So there's just been kind of a lot of ups and downs. And our organization has tried to understand a lot of that. We definitely want to be a resource center there's three major parts of our organization, which is access, education, and engagement. So Gaining Ground, the grocery initiative, is the access piece. We hope to sort of have people through the grocery store and then build the organization from there. We plan to renovate a kitchen at the St. Andrew Center after the grocery store is launched and stabilized, where we can focus on education. And then we're just going to be doing a lot of educational initiatives virtually on our website and just on social media so people can kind of understand what food issues are in Chattanooga and how they are being affected by them.
What's something about food issues here in Chattanooga that most people may not realize because most people may not have to worry about them?
I think there's some things that Chattanoogans, and I really think it's on a nationwide scale, people have realized how vulnerable our local food system is. And it seems that the last several decades, we have been taken away from our understanding of our food system. And we've been kind of taught by an industrialized food system on how we should be eating, what we should be eating. And so I think the pandemic has allowed people to kind of reassess what their personal eating and food values are. And it's been really interesting, some of the conversations that I've had from people that maybe they've never bought food outside of a Walmart or a Publix, and now they're wanting to grow their own garden. They're wanting to build community gardens, and they're really wanting to have as little steps as possible in between what they eat and their food. So they're really sort of opening up their eyes where they didn't before. And it's been really great to see.
And you've mentioned that farmers and restaurants have had to adjust and find new ways of working together. Tell me more about the farmers and restaurants that you are in contact with.
Well, I've previously managed the Main Street Farmers Market, and I've been in contact with some of those farmers and some other regional growers that have just done a really great job at innovating and starting an online point of sale system where they didn't have one before. The farmers market itself, I think, is doing really well because all of the vendors have had to get on some sort of online platform to do pre-ordering, not knowing kind of the direction of where the pandemic will head next as far as what the restrictions will be. I've seen a lot of restaurants and farmers innovate very quickly, and I think that that's probably the future of our food system is just maintaining those online ordering systems and being willing to change things rather quickly. I think restaurants especially are seeing that they're having to change the ways that they operate. It's unseen how that will play out in the future, but it's definitely something that on a daily basis, it's changing. It's hard to keep track of and it's very complicated.
Especially when you're having to adjust and readjust from day to day, week to week, depending on conditions and developments.
Right. And you would hope that these trends that we're seeing where people are wanting to grow their own food and they're wanting to connect with local farmers more than ever before, you hope that those trends would stay. But we don't know that they will. I think when things are back to normal, we'll see how these things, what lasting effects that they have.
And you have a charter membership program for this, don't you?
Yes, we have launched a charter membership to fundraise for the grocery space. Like I mentioned, we're very close to opening it. We're starting to raise money more for just our operational budget. And our charter membership program is where anyone in the community can join the grocery just in support. The donation is $50. You get 5% off a monthly purchase. You get a tote bag with our Gaining Ground logo on it that says charter membership. It's just a support for the grocery. And also there are corporate sponsorships that are available to businesses and larger organizations. And we've had a great response to it so far. We're trying to get to about 150 charter memberships and we're at about 40 right now. It's been going for about a week and a half. So if you would like to join as a charter member, we would love to have you to support the store or anyone else. $10 of that 50 goes to a fund that we're establishing for the low-income community to have access to the products in our store. We're calling it our Good Food Fund. If you join as a corporate or a business sponsor, $100 of the $500 will go to that Good Food Fund because part of the initiative is really to provide the access and access to all for those that may be not able to afford fresh food. We want them to know that there will be programs specifically for them in our store, that we want to support the entire community.
And for more information, including how to support, where can people go online?
You can go on our website. It's chatfoodcenter.org. We're also on Instagram, Chat Food Center, and on Facebook at Chattanooga Sustainable Food Center.
All right. Holly, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ray.